I'd like to call the meeting to order for health, education, and welfare, and I'd like to ask Representative Scott to give the invocation, please.
Father God, Lord, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for this day, and thank you for your blessing, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the nation, Lord, be with our citizens. Lord, we just ask that you touch the sick with your hand, Lord. Touch those who have lost somebody with your hand of comfort, Lord. Just be with us as we make decisions for the nation, Lord, that it may be what is best for our citizens. All these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Troy Steer.
Present.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Madam Chair, you got 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent. Constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. The approval of the minutes for March the 13th. I think everyone got the email from April.
Madam Chair, make a motion to approve the March 13th minutes with any changes that are needed.
Motion by Representative Scott to approve the minutes for March 13th. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Troy Steer.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The minutes are approved. Down to the order of business. TR 17-028, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a mutual non-disclosure agreement between Muscogee Creek Nation Citizenship Board and Document Security Systems, Inc., and contemplation of Document Security Systems, Inc., providing consulting services. Our sponsor is Representative Deer.
Madam Chair, I motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Deer for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
I would invite Mr. Wilson to come up and present.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, this is an agreement with us and the document security systems. This is a vendor that we're going through to do our new ETC enhanced travel cards. They'll be actually who we're going to go through to actually process. They'll actually do the cards for us and all that. So there's a lot of confidentiality security issues that they have within their business that once we get into that agreement, we can't disclose that. They'll be a part of our cards.
So how long are you expecting that?
We have our last agreement that was signed, and I'll let Jason talk more. He's our IT. He's been doing all this. We actually had Custom and Border come out last week for intertribal, and we've been waiting for our last signature since November of last year and couldn't find out what's sitting on somebody's desk. It's supposedly approved and being sent back to us. We've got cards that were mailed out to them, to Homeland Security for our testing, and then we're fixing to start moving into our actual design of our card. But Jason can tell more about where we're kind of at and the time frame of what we're looking at.
Yeah, and we're currently, the agreement with Customs and Border Protection, it's waiting. It goes through Customs and Border Protection and then Department of Homeland Security. And that's basically the agreement that outlines how our connectivity to them will be, the security measures and everything. So that's the main approval. The testing that Nate was talking about was the proximity testing to make sure that your RFID on the chip is the right strength and it's not too strong or too weak. And then with DSS Plastic specifically, they will actually be taking images and things that we send them, and they create a currency level security on a card. So the ETC card, the actual design of it will have currency level security features built into it. And that's the part that they're doing. Once they get that design and everything done, typically we would go to California and review the actual prints, make sure the colors are right and all of that. In order to be able to access their facility, the agreement has to be in place, the NDA agreement. I'm hoping within the next 6 months that we can actually start printing cards. We may not offer them to citizens yet, but we can actually start printing them and working through the process. We still have to build the database. We still have to do testing as far as the information that's printed on it has to be certain spacing. There can't be, it can't interfere with the RFID that's in the card. The communication between us and them has to be tested. So there's still some things that have to be done. But I'm hoping 6 months we'll be ready to go.
And also, we didn't get awarded the grant from last year, so we've been using money out of our budget to get what we're needing so far. But we'll be applying for the new grant in April. It usually comes April and May, so we're applying for that grant to get the cost, everything else covered for the remaining what we need. So,
okay,
so within this year, we should be able, hopefully, to issue cards.
Okay. What's my next question? If I could come in in 6 months and get a new card.
We're shooting for that. It's just once we get that signature back, we'll know more with them. And we've got a good relationship with Border Protection, not National Security, so I think that we should be able to get that.
Okay. Thank you. Any more questions?
I have a question. It's for Ms. Topol, and it's in regards to this agreement. And has Mr. Wall signing the agreement instead of the chief?
Yeah, no, it should be.
It should be changed.
It should be changed to the principal chief.
And it should have been on that.
The agreement, I think, is good for 3 years. I think that may have been Representative Green's question. So it's good for 3 years, the term, but it does, the legislation is written that future agreements may be executed after, if they're similar in terms, as long as they're reviewed by the AG's office first. And the waiver is there's an application in New York now. So. But yes, we would recommend that it's changed to Principal Chief James Floyd for signature only.
And it should be because we forwarded that back. That wasn't a question that we got back from Whitney, and we did. We had that changed with them. So I don't know if that was the wrong one sent over, but we do have the corrected contract. Or the.
Well, this one here is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what mine says too. But it was, I don't know if it was, but it was addressed. And it should be corrected.
That's how he originally sent it. And we requested it
updated. So we'll make sure it's updated.
That was my question.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0
against. 4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR 17-042, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation requesting President Donald J. Trump sign an executive order on tribal colleges and universities. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Any discussion? Questions?
Mr. Randall, you want to speak on that?
I can.
We go to the White House every year for AHEC, the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, and we advocate on behalf of the tribal colleges, so for all 37 tribal colleges, so we advocate for equity in funding, and so this is a continuation of a bill that was on the floor in legislation from the previous administration, and so we're just asking for support of that to support AHEC. Part of it too is being a tribal college under AHEC. We're also a land grant institution, and so part of that equity that we're asking for, that we've been asking for, is equitable funding. So as part of tribal colleges for state as a state land grant institution, we have to compete for our funding against all the other tribal colleges, where all the state institutions, they get their funded granted to them, non-competitive. So that's part of this proposal that we have going to legislation as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions? No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joy Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR 17-043, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Bruce Douglas to serve on the College of the Muscogee Nation Board of Regents. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer.
Mr. Douglas. You want to give us some of your information and your qualifications for being on the Board of Regents?
Madam Chair, okay.
Yes.
I'm a product of Indian education. Was brought up in a traditional home. My mother and father were products of boarding school. And so I was taught at an early age how important education was. Graduated from Mason High School, graduated from Northeastern State College in 94, and received my master's in 2005 from Southern Nazarene University. Right now, I'm currently the superintendent for Midway Public School. I've been in public education 21 years in various capacities. I'm a teacher, coach, now principal to superintendent. My professional career, I've been in education 23 years. Two of those years that I wasn't in public ed, I came to work for the tribe. 2006, I worked for the Tribal College. My title at the time was Course Curriculum Developer. And at the time, we were located over in the Social Security building, the old Social Security building. And I wore many hats. I helped coordinate the movement of the college over onto the campus of OSU-IT. Advised students, recruited students, was an adjunct instructor, was there for a while, and felt the need to go back into public education, and was there for almost 8 years and came back almost 2 years ago. I was managing the higher education department. So education has been a priority for me, working with students, young people, is what I belong to do and continue to do today.
Thank you very much. Any questions? I feel that Mr. Douglas would fit right in with our college board, and they work very diligently, and Representative Jennings represents us at the college board, and he always brings back information for us, and we really respect Representative Jennings for that, and I think you would be a great
thank you
person for this.
I look forward to the opportunity to fulfill that role. It kind of gives me the opportunity to come full circle, and again, my passion is working with youth, and I think that our tribal colleges will possesses the opportunity for our future as a nation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
yes.
We're going to have him come back on the 25th
planning session.
Planning session for the full council to interview.
There's no questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dory Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 17-045, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to to execute a memorandum of understanding between the Muscogee Creek Nation, Alabama Corsairdy Tribal Town, Kalaji Tribal Town, and Thopthoppa Tribal Town for the method of allocation for the nation's proportional share of funding for housing and urban development funds and the Indian Housing Block Grant. As sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
I do not see Mr. Whitlow here. Is there anybody else here that specifically can talk about it? It's pretty standard. We do this every year. It's how we divide up the shares, Chief.
Chief, for sure.
What's it?
Sure. Thank you for the committee for the opportunity. For TR17-045, this kind of recurring agreement that we have with the annual type money, to have the distribution of money shared with three tribal towns. And so this is a renewal of that agreement for probably 2017 funds. And very similar to the ones that have been passed in the previous years.
Steer.
Chief, we did receive input from the three tribal towns then?
Yes, what we do with the three tribal towns is get their population counts so that Mr. Whitlow could take that number and put it forth. And the size of the three towns are so small that they don't really have the capability to administer a full program. So we, under our umbrella, administer the program, put the funds to give to them for the count of citizens that, and the proportional funding for them.
Are there any more questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR17-046, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to submit an Indian Community Development Block Grant application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development 2017 Indian Community Development Block Grant Program for Indian Tribes and Alaska Native Villages for rehabilitation of rental properties for the Muscogee Creek citizens. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion to do pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
I'm Jennifer Ryerson, the Planning and Grants Department. I apologize for Mr. Whitlow. An $800,000 grant, and you receive points based on the amount that you leverage. And so we're proposing to leverage $250,000, and that will come from the program income of the housing department. We're proposing to rehabilitate the homes to make them more energy efficient, to reduce energy costs and use.
Are there any questions? What's your last name again?
Ryer.
Ryer.
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you
for being here. Roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR17-047, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a contract for electric service with Public Service Company of Oklahoma related to the operation of Muscogee Creek Nation Medical Center. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Discussion?
Mr. Terry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee. This is essentially just a name change. We looked at multiple options, and as far as a name change on the lease, which is just going to take it from Mulgee Memorial Hospital over to Creek Nation. So this was the most financially sound option of all that we had. So actually, if we had canceled the lease for Memorial Hospital, it would have cost us about $46,000 extra to renew it. So this will simply just change the name.
Are there any questions? Thank you, Mr. Terry.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-17-048, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a master lease agreement with Olympus America, Inc. for medical equipment benefiting the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health hospitals and clinics.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere.
Thank you again. We have some really old diagnostic equipment in the hospital. Normally, I would be able to go out and execute this lease, but because the lease is with a company that's out of state, there's some sovereignty language that's in there. So actually, this is going to have brand new endoscopy cameras inside the hospital. We could move these cameras to Okemah, or we could do it here in Okmulgee, or whatever we needed to do. And so we're going to be able to do a lot of screening colonoscopies. We have a general surgeon that's dedicated himself to coming in and using that. So it's just a really important service that we need to provide for our citizens. So that's what this will go for.
Questions?
Okay. There.
How do you choose a vendor?
There's very few options out there. Yeah, and so usually you just put it out and you take, you get two or three of the only options out there and see who has the best price and what's out there. So this is actually with the company that has the cameras now. And so, we're going to be leasing them instead of buying them so that I don't, when I go back, I don't have these high dollar boat anchors that, you know, you go throw them away in 3 years. So here we can kind of keep them on a renewal passage. So.
No more questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA-17-047, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the American Diabetes Association as sponsors Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. A discussion?
Mr. Beaver, Ms. Hollinger. Mm-hmm. Come on.
So first and foremost, we just want to say thank you for past support. This donation enables us to really develop a Dave Event experience at the Torta Cure Oklahoma where we can first and foremost celebrate people with diabetes. So we don't need to belabor the point of the impact of diabetes and the importance of providing a support system, and that's really what this donation will help us do through the Red Rider program and through events like Torta Cure Oklahoma, in addition to funding American Diabetes Association programs and advocacy across the state.
Any questions?
I'd just like to make a comment. Mr. Beaver has been a big supporter of this and has written in this fundraiser for all the events that I'm aware of.
our team actually has grown every year. Mm-hmm. For those of you who've come out to participate, and I hope everyone in this room will come out to participate. So in addition to what's today, just sort of the background behind that, the team also independently raises money as a part of the event. So in the past probably five or six years that I've participated, the team has grown, and the team outside of the tribe support of it probably raises somewhere between $2,000 and $4,000 for each of the event, independent of what the tribe puts in. So if our riders or and walkers or for runners in these events take it upon themselves, and when I mean our participants, I mean our tribal citizens also raise funds for these events as well, and they've and just to give you some insight into the support in years past, I mean, I've had people who participated who have told me that said, well, now my family and I, when they participate in the riding events, they said, we bought bikes and now we ride after work or school every day. So that's making inroads, I think, in terms of an impact in terms of health conscious and awareness and, you know, fighting diabetes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yehala?
I'm going to be added as co-sponsor, please.
Okay. Representative Yehala was added as co-sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So for your prevention efforts, what does that entail and what areas does that entail?
Mm-hmm. So currently we're launching what's called, they have an acronym for it, it's a very cute acronym, can't remember it now, but basically the idea is that we are going to support the accredited diabetes prevention programs across the state. So the idea is that we will support with infrastructure as people implement these year-long programs and really affect change in the community. So in addition to that, we do a lot of course, marketing and awareness around type 2 diabetes, helping people understand what puts them at increased risk, taking a risk assessment, visiting their primary care provider, taking those next steps to be diagnosed.
Do you know how much of those efforts for the prevention are concentrated in our rural areas of our jurisdiction?
As much as possible. I mean, some of the effects and some of the kind of the data on exactly how much is concentrated is a little hard to track. We know that we provide standards of care to all of the primary care physicians, especially in rural areas, and that's one of our big pushes here locally is how do we educate providers on people at risk for diabetes, because we know that they're diagnosing at least one or two people a day. And again, if we can help prevent and provide education.
If I could follow up on that. To answer the other part of your question, the association does support what's called the SDP program, the Special Diabetes Programs, and one of those programs is not just the type 1, but there's also another avenue in that, the Special Diabetes Program for Indians, and that's that actually supports the diabetes programs here at the tribe. So and that's a national program. National dollars flow through the programs nationally. So not only does it support prevention efforts here at the tribe, it also supports prevention efforts at the other 38 federally recognized tribes here within the state of Oklahoma. So that's how it reaches the rural communities, particularly here at Creek Nation.
I read some information last year about preliminary reports indicating that early good dental care can actually mm-hmm. help prevent diabetes later in life. And so is that something, especially here in Oklahoma, where in our rural areas, I mean, we have counties that don't even have a dentist.
Right, right.
So is there any kind of future that you see in you guys concentrating on that or putting some effort towards that?
That's a piece of our education that we focus on. And, of course, in other markets, we have great partnerships with dental organizations. It's something we're working to build here. But, it kind of also goes back to how do we provide education for dentists, or how do we provide education for primary care providers on oral health?
Sure.
So it's we kind of have to hit it from all angles, right? And then, of course, encouraging people that when you schedule your yearly appointment with your primary care provider, also schedule an appointment with your dentist. So
yeah. Okay.
If we can just berate people from every direction with that information.
Thank you.
I'm Chair Lackey, I think that's co-sponsor.
Representative Scott, as co-sponsor. Are there any more questions?
We announced when the next diabetes trial will be affiliated with when the event will take place and where.
The Charity Care Oklahoma will take place on June 3rd at Hillcrest Hospital South. And there's routes ranging from a 3.5 mile walk run, so very perfect, family friendly, take strollers out and pets, all the way up to a 100 mile sentry ride. So truly meets the needs of everybody at different places in their physical activity. There's routes in between that. There's like a 25 and a 75.
June 3rd.
June 3rd, Saturday, June 3rd, here in Tulsa. In Tulsa, excuse me.
Was yours the 75 mile last time?
Yeah, I did 50.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here today. Thank you, John, for your efforts.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BFNJ for funding source. Next is NCA 17-048. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Sons of Muscogee organization. Sponsor is Representative Randolph.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion? Randolph.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Committee. I think it was November 17th of last year, I know Chief put a forum together. He did some of the untimely departures of some young men. And I think we all know there's our young men and young women are challenged with a lot of things this year. Some concerned Muscogee men that are well trained and educated. Put this organization together. And so I come to advocate for support for them. They've done some fundraising and they've got a lot of good ideas. I went to a few meetings and sit in to listen. But Mr. Randall's here and he can give you a quick overview and entertain any questions.
Thank you. As Mark had mentioned, this organization was created by Muscogee men of the nation and a kind of a grassroots movement addressing some of these issues, and it's been talked about for several years. Myself and some of these men that are on this board of directors that we've established, we've talked about this for several years. And because of some of these events, because of some of the talks that was going on, we wanted to move forward, and we did out at our sweat lodge is where we kind of took a lot of this, where a lot of this took root, through prayer, through our Muscogee ways, through our Christian values, through a lot of things that we talked about. And so October of last year, we formalized it, and then we drafted our articles of incorporation. We were incorporated through the state of Oklahoma. We have our board of directors, our bylaws for this organization. There's our directors with all their qualifications. We have our employee identification number from the IRS as we move forward to become nonprofit 501c3 nonprofit status. We've drafted our handbook, which is still kind of in the draft process. We've been meeting. We meet on our vault. We volunteer these men, and we meet during our lunch hour, and we spend a lunch hour together, and we talk about these things, and we go back to work, and then we've had a fundraiser. We've had two fundraisers. We've had an informational meeting at night. We had a potluck meeting to get other men involved in it during the lunchtime. And we recently conducted a community readiness scale addressing the low self-esteem of Native American males ages 10 to 24 within the Muscogee Creek Nation. And what we found on a scale of 1 to 9, the Muscogee Creek Nation is at a 3, you know, in addressing this issue of awareness and things of that nature. So that's what we're wanting to address. Part of why we want to become 501c3 and not part of, you know, separate from the nation in that sense is part of what we want to do as an initiative of this organization is to mentor young Native American males, but also to provide a service to this tribe. So, I mean, we are asking for an appropriation to help us get things started. We've done some fundraisers, you know, and we'll continue in that manner. But as we continue to develop, I see us, you know, looking at some grants through SAMHSA, through the American Native American Administration, you know, looking at some of these grants. In this handbook, we talk about using a SAMHSA recognized prevention method, the American Indian Life Skills curriculum, looking at the low self-esteem, which is going to be tested by a World Health Organization recognized Rosenberg self-esteem model. So that's what we're looking at. Doing so, a lot of research going into it, a lot of care, a lot of prayer, a lot of thought going into this. So, just thank you for your time. Any questions?
Do you have an age limit? Is there age?
10 to 24. So 10 to 24 in the youth program, and then anyone over 24 will be in our adult, you know, male program. That'll be mentors and instructors. So, kind of like with the. With the My Brother's Keeper initiative, if you're familiar with that, 6 points to the My Brother's Keeper initiative, where the first point is to have children, and it's for boys of color to have them raised in. The first point is to be ready for school, so it's talking about having a healthy home environment. Point 3 is to be reading at grade level at the third grade. The third point is to graduate high school. The fourth point is to graduate college. The fifth point is to have a career. The sixth point is to live in a healthy environment, free of drugs, alcohol, domestic violence, all those things. So it cycles back around. So if this man is living those, then he comes back around and he's raising a child in this environment, ready for school, reading at age level. So that's kind of the basis of this too, is to, you know, get our men involved in that way. So to have men who are you know, providing this service to each other.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will you be going out to the communities, or is it going to be a central location?
We're centered here in Okmulgee for right now. That's, you know, kind of the same with the capital and the tribe and the Tribal College and a lot of the other programs, but we'd like to. I mean, right now what we're trying to do is build our adult membership. So, and we'll always focus on youth, but right now as we're starting out, we want to build our adult male membership. So, and focused here at Old Moline. So, yeah, but eventually, yes.
The reason I ask that is down south, Hughes County, Presque County, in that area, there's a lot of poverty down there, and a lot of kids that, you know, what you're talking about, Steph.
Right.
And, you know, we had the Southern office down there, which would be good for meeting patients, Steph. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to mention that. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
More questions? Thank you very much. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. NCA 17-049, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Mojo Grappling, sponsored by Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Discussion?
Mr. Tecumseh.
Thank you. Yes, we're a wrestling organization going into our third year, and we're dominantly Creek citizens. Okay. We're not from any specific school or town. I have kids that come from Okemah, Sepulpa, Morris, Okmulgee, Preston, and we practice out of the Wilson Indian community. As of right now, with the 20-something kids that we have, we're running out of mat room. And after Mr. Dawn did our article over us back in January, I've been contacted by about a dozen more potential wrestlers that want to come, boys and girls. If we continue to grow like we're looking towards, we're not going to have enough room, you know, for mats and stuff and uniform singlets, stuff like that for the kids. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're not running into each other and potentially getting somebody hurt at practice, you know, by not having enough room. And that's basically what we're needing is just help getting some more mats. The mats we're using right now aren't even really wrestling mats. They're boxing mats, little 3x6 boxing mats that we put out every single day. We pick up every single day, and it makes it a little bit more difficult to clean. But we're using, you know, we're grateful that the Wilson Indian community lets us use them. And so, you know, we're not complaining about that, but we are trying to get more mats that way the kids have more room to practice.
Do you go against other schools?
Yes, we do. This last year we went to 13 different wrestling tournaments. We have multiple state champions on our team, state runners-up, second, third place, you know, all those. We also go to the Kickoff Classic, which is the first step of what they call the Trinity Award. If you win first place at the Kickoff Classic, which is in Tulsa, and then you win Tulsa Nationals, you get a chance to go to Reno, Nevada, and if you win all three, you get a big old wooden eagle trophy, and you're known as one of the best wrestlers in the world. We had a kid that was almost my little cousin. He got third place this year, but he was really close to going, getting to go and try to potentially win one of those. And that's, you know, that's something else that we're needing money to help with, because, you know, it's not cheap to send kids all the way to Reno to wrestle for a whole week. So if we have somebody next year that's able to qualify for it, we want them to be able to afford to go.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. NCA 17-050, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA 04-110, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation establishing a Muscogee Creek Nation Nurse Investment and Scholarship Act and appropriating funds to purchase 10 slots within the Registered Nurse Program at OSU Okmulgee as amended by NCA 05-219 and NCA 10-152. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Discussion?
Mr. Jokes.
The legislation that we have here is basically an amendment. The first amendment that was made, or the creation of the amendment, was back in 04, and it started off with 80,000. Mm-hmm. And that
the slot or the partnership that was created between OSU-IT and the Muskogee Nation was developing ten reserve slots with their RN program. And during that time, it was, just researching it, the reason why it was amended down to 40,000 is because we weren't utilizing all of the funding, so it was always going back into the CAB. Well, now we've really been staying on top of the RN program, advertising it. Currently, we have seven RN students in that area. But if you look at the budget shows, and we actually calculated that out, I think it's $6,600 per student. And since we have a reservation of 10 with OSU-IT, that adds up to $66,000. So we're asking for this amendment to from $40,000 to $66,000. That way it would suffice for those 10 RN slots. Because currently we're at 7 with the increase in tuition. We're going to be in a deficit by the end of the fiscal year, which would be the next piece of legislation. Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
And going back to what Ms. Joseph said, I actually sponsored the legislation in 2010 to reduce that number, because in 2008 we didn't have anyone enrolled in that program. 2009, we only had one, so that money was just sitting there. So that was the reason behind doing it at that time. But since we have a new hospital coming on, new clinic and everything, and the nurse program is doing better, I'm in support of this. So, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Treasurer Dark, 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-052, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Muskogee Creek Nation Employment and Training, Nurse Investment, and Scholarship Program for the remainder of fiscal year 2017. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Representative Deere. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, Ms. Josie stated this is the funding portion of this legislation to increase the funding.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And she got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We'll be sent to BFMJ for funding source. NCA 17-053, law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muskogee Creek citizen. Sponsors, Speaker Tiger.
Motion
by Representative Scott for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair and Committee. Mr. Chairman is a 77-year-old Footwell Creek citizen, lives in Taos, New Mexico, and he is requesting assistance to help him with the New Mexico Senior Olympic State Summer Games for July 19th through the 23rd. There's an expense sheet in here somewhere. His total expenses are guesstimated to be $497, and just help him towards those fees.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Not. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Sure, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BFNJ for funding source. I will now relinquish the chair to Representative here.
NCA 17-054, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation appropriating matching funds to the Muskogee Creek Nation Food Distribution Program for the United States Department of Agriculture's Food Distribution Program on Indian Reservations and authorizing expenditure. Oops, did I read the wrong one?
No, that's right. That's right.
Oh. It's sponsor is Representative Barnett. And
motion to pass.
Second.
Scott, you have a motion to pass.
This is just to fulfill our obligation for the USDA funding portion of the grant. So it would be our 35% match.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
Thank you.
This will be sent to BFMJ, your funding source.
Here, go ahead and do the next two.
NCA 17056, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 2, Subsection 3-201, entitled Annual Community Operation and Development Fund. Sponsor is James Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Ms. Topol?
Yes, sir.
I believe this is in reference to the COD funds, which is the Community Operational and Development Funds, that Council has appropriated funds for our charter communities. This section appears to be the section that specifically lays out how they may not use community funds. I do see that the amendment would be to include gift cards. In my dealings and understanding, I just want to make sure you just mean gift cards and you don't also mean credit cards, like the prepaid authorized Visa cards. Because just putting gift cards in there, I'm going to tell you communities will probably still buy the Visa credit cards because they'll say, well, that's not a gift card, that's a credit card, or, you know, I just want to lay that out there. So, but I understand, you know, that is your call. So, but I can answer any other questions.
So, you would also like to include the prepaid cards?
It's up to you as council. I just want you to be aware of that. That just gift cards would not stop them from purchasing the prepaid Visa MasterCard cards. Sometimes they load, and the reason those are being purchased, my understanding, is some communities purchase those when they're going on an event and the vendor will not take one of their checks, and we tell them not to take cash out. So what they do is they load money on one of these Visa cards and they use that to pay, is my understanding, when they go on a trip somewhere or do something. So, but that is, I just want you to be aware. There's a difference between a gift card, which is, I think some of them buy the gift cards and hand them out to community members, whereas the prepaid Visa cards, the board usually keeps those and uses them to pay at events. But I just want you to kind of be aware there's a little bit of a difference between the two.
I'm sorry, Representative Barnett.
Thank you. Okay, so this amendment is meant to prohibit board members from directly, what are we trying to block here? Because my concern is that some of these communities will buy gift cards as incentives for the kids. Last year, Sepulveda gave all the graduating seniors $100 gift cards for graduation as a, like, hey, here you go, way to go. And, I mean, so what are we trying to prohibit here? Because if we just say gift cards, then what are we really trying to accomplish is my question.
Well, we're trying to stop what we've done at Bristow.
A couple of years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I see your point, because we had a couple of the communities that had bought gift cards for all their members for holidays. Yeah. Is that not covered under their per capita payments?
Every holiday season before Thanksgiving and Christmas, I do issue a memorandum out to all the charter communities, and it has been determined by the Attorney General's office that a straight across gift card to every individual is seen as a per capita payment, and we've told them they cannot do that. We have told them they can purchase maybe 10 and have them like door prizes because everyone has a shot at it. But we had to make it clear that they could either do a tangible gift like a ham, socks or candy for the elders and kids, but a straight across gift card to everyone was a per capita payment, which is not allowed under tribal code. So that's kind of where the line has been so far. Mm-hmm. Or incentives. I think we've allowed them to do it for graduating seniors. I think we've allowed them to do it for college clothing, because they're not covered under the nation's school clothing. But we had to make sure, you know, they're not duplicating services of the nation. And then we also have to make sure they're not handing out what would be perceived as a per capita payment. So
I'll make a motion to postpone it until next month to get a better clarification.
Motion to postpone to next month.
Second.
Representative Barnett. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-057, a law in Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Energy Program for fiscal year 2017. Sponsor is Representative Johnny Green.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Jennings makes a second. All those. Roll call vote, please.
Oh, discussion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a discussion? I'm sorry.
Ms. Honola?
I'm sorry.
Okay, we are getting ready to start our tribal energy cooling season beginning May. You can see there that when I submitted this legislation, we had a little over currently, we do have a little over $300,000 remaining in our tribal energy line item. Last year, we assisted, in our cooling season, we assisted 1,828 citizens, totaling $730,000. So you can see that we do not have enough money right now to assist that many people again. So this is why we're coming and asking for additional funding. And I have numbers, I've just been going through the past fiscal year's budgets, and it's been gradually increasing each program year. We've increased our assistance. But the budget amount has remained the same, the budgeted amount each that we receive each year.
And this isn't the same program that you get the air conditioners? Did you
yes.
get that out of this?
Yes, we've already purchased our air conditioners. Okay. We've purchased heaters, air conditioners, and our blankets already. So all the remaining money that we have left will go for the actual assistance.
Okay. Another question? If not, roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
Thank you.
J for funding source. I relinquish the chair back to the chairperson.
Okay.
Thank you, Representative Deere. Next is NCA 17-066, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a donation to the Hano Rural Fire Association. Sponsors, Representative Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion?
My name is Stephen Kennedy, and I'm also on the fire department, and I serve as a board member there. And we are looking to seek help to keep this going. We do go to other communities, as you follow in Henrietta, to try to get donations there, but it's starting to get pretty slim. We do this to give back to the community and the surrounding communities. We have a lot of people that come from Dustin, Wetumpka, Eufaula. And what we do is we serve food, drinks, and dessert, all free to the public, of course. We do parachutes for the kids. We have bounce houses for the kids to play on. We have a DJ. He lets them karaoke. And our fireworks show, it lasts anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes long. And we just needing help to keep this going for our communities, to give them something back, showing our appreciation to them.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions? Thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here. A roll call vote, please.
Dirty Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 17-067. Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds for the 7th Annual Spirit of Oklahoma Football Camp. Sponsors, Representative Hill.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. A discussion?
Ms. Golden. Ms. Golden has been involved in this for several years along with Mr. Holloway, but she can tell you a little bit about it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First, thank you so much for the past support. Some of you remember that this first started at Waleka about 7 years ago when someone said to ask this gentleman over here for help when we were trying to do some things for our kids in the schools. And as a result, we partnered with the school and the community in Waleka, and we coordinated it with the coaches and everybody that Mr. Holloway had come in. And so this year, I guess we were talking to some more people, and they were saying it's kind of hard for a lot of the kids, Creek Nation kids, to come to that area, because when we register people or they get there, they have to leave so early in the morning. And for 6 and 7 year olds that really want to go and learn how to play football, it's really hard for them. So they suggested that we talk to Recreation and Tourism Department to see if how we could partner and maybe make it an event that more kids could have the opportunity to participate. Mr. Turner said that he would do that. We sat down and talked about some ways that we can do that, and he came up with the idea that we need to have one in the north, one in the central, and one in the southern area. So as a result, we went to the schools of Bristow, Eufaula, and Okmulgee. And we just got a letter from Okmulgee, because we met with them this morning, to say that they will gladly host as a facility or their school. We have two other letters, but the internet's down today for something's going on, so I couldn't get the letters to print them out. But we will have those by the next meeting for you. Let me see, what else was I going to say? We also kind of worked out with the schools when we met with them on the things that they could do, because some of them were telling us that oh, well, we were wanting Creek Nation to help us with this or that. So Mr. Holloway suggested that when we have these events at their school, we provide the food and snacks for the kids, but we always have people who, parents and friends, come and they're there all day. They don't have a place to eat or get anything to drink, and we don't let them have the kids' food and water. So they could do their concession stand, and that would be a fundraiser for them. So they were very pleased to be able to do that. One school said that they have a summer lunch program, and if they could work it out on the same dates, they could probably provide the lunches for the kids. So we went in with the idea that we're partnering, so there's ways that that they can help their own community and their own schools. We projected 100 kids for each day. It is a 3-day event this year. In the past we've had 1-day and 2-day events. We projected in our budget that we would have 10 coaches per the 100 students, but last year we ended up using 18 coaches for the 2 days. So we kind of looked at our, I think our budget's more this year because of that. It just depends on the dates. June the 8th, 9th, and 10th are the dates. I think the first one is in Eufaula, the second one is in Okmulgee, and the third one on June the 10th is in Bristow.
You're not going to have one at Beggs.
No, we were looking at Beggs, and we just put the flyer in there because we were asking them also, because they were centrally located. It was a conflict of dates, so they couldn't do it. So we had already talked to somebody in Okmulgee to see which one we could have it. So we ended up now, Okmulgee has said we will. And Mr. Holloway is really excited because they have a turf on there. I don't know if that makes any difference, but he said it does. We confirmed with them, and we did get that letter from them already that they're interested in sponsor hosting. I'm trying to think what else. Question?
No, I have a question. I have a comment. But the money will go to recreation and tourism, and then he will disperse it to Mr. Holloway. And so, where's Ms. Rowe? Is that correct? Comment I have, I think it cost about $14,000 last year for Wilika for their camp, one location, so now we have three camps, three different locations for $27,000, so I think it's a good cost. Mr. Holloway?
Thank you guys for letting us come here again. Again, it's been a great opportunity to work with the youth, and I've seen through the years that it's grown and it's got a whole lot better each year. More people have come forward to want to do this or that and for the kids, and that's what it's all about. Have a gentleman that one of our coach's sons, he's been coming to the camp since day one, and now that he's a senior, played at Wagner High School, 3-time state champion, and he's getting a scholarship to go to a school in Kansas. Not saying that the camp did that, because the young man did it on his own, but it helped. Hopefully, because of that, some of their coaches will be coming down to one of the camps, don't know which one, but to look at some future talent, Again, with the support of Creek Nation, I've had an opportunity to go throughout the state and like, well, I want this over here, I want this over there, just because of this being first. And I think that's a really good thing. And this year's speaker, in Eufaula, we have Dewey Selman. Everybody knows Selman Brothers, and he's willing to come back to give back to Eufaula and things of that nature. Kermit,
This is tentative with Kermit. Kermit Holmes, right here from Okmulgee, played basketball during the time that I went to OU. He's the head coach right now at Norman High School. I'm going to get in touch with him so he can come back and speak to the kids in this area since he's from this area. And then in Bristow, it's going to be Michael Thompson. He played at OU, got in a real bad car accident, and now he's the Tulsa police officer. And so I think it's very important that people from those communities, they have a story to tell about where they come from. And it gives, to me, the kids opportunity, like, if he can do it, I can do it, right there from his own hometown. So I thought that was really nice of them to come and support the kids and not really knowing, but accepting to come. Last but not least, we're going to have this year, well, previous years we had it, but it really wasn't talked about. A friend of mine, his name is Mickey Green, and he played with me at OU, but most of all, he's a pastor. And last year, we had 65 kids that got saved, you know, and he brings Bibles for all the kids, and he talks about God in a way that that's really powerful, not just to the adults, but to the kids. And I thought that that was really important to do, and so he's accepted the challenge to do that. And also, we have a gentleman, a retired teacher by the name of James Brown out of McAllister, that's coming to talk to the kids and the parents about how important it is about the ACT or the SAT, taking it early as possible. So if they do score low, they'll have the opportunity in the future they take the highest scores. And he talks about to the parents and the kids about the clearinghouse. A lot of people don't understand or know that in order for any kid, I don't care how good you are, you have to sign up in the clearinghouse. And a lot of the parents don't even know that. So the kid is now he's ousted as far as getting a scholarship. He can't do anything because he doesn't know. He's misinformed or not informed. And so I just wanted to try to touch a lot more bases, you know, for the kids and their parents, just to let them see all what it takes if their child ever had an opportunity to get a scholarship. So thank you guys for letting us be here. If you have any more questions. Yes, sir.
I just have one question about the stations that you have at the camp.
Yes, sir.
If you could, I don't know if you have certain times for each station, but the reason I say that is last year I went with my grandson, and there were so many at a station that before all the kids got through, they had to move on to the next station. You know, three or four kids didn't even get to go through, they just had to move on. So, you know, we can do something to that.
We'll take time out to make the stations longer.
Okay.
You know, it all depends on how many kids, and because they're one day camps within the station, we'll go longer, and it'll because the stations will be bigger, or it'll be more kids at one station, and then also we're gonna start on time to where have all the kids out there on the field because you have stragglers that come later. And then we have to wait, but we're not going to wait this year. We're just going to go into it and shuffle them in there when they get there.
Like that. And I just have a comment. You mentioned the message that was given to the kids last year. I was there during that time and stuff, and I think it was an excellent message for the kids, and I was really impressed with
Mickey.
Thank you. Yeah.
With Mickey. He's an attorney in Oklahoma City, a preacher, and then he helps with the kids, and he never had an opportunity to start at Oklahoma, but he tells where it's just as good to be on the team to be a practice player and take pride in being a practice player, even though he never had an opportunity to play and but he's on the team. And so by being on the team, you need everybody to be at their best, and I just thought it was really inspired. I was inspired because, and he was inspired by me because I remembered him, even though he didn't start. But
but still, I remember those who helped me get to be my name and at OU and just win at OU. And it takes a whole team. Because like I said, it takes a village to raise, you know, one. It takes a whole team to be a good team to me. And he was part of that, and he's never forgot that, and I'm just blessed that he's still with us.
One more thing. Love that pie, Boomer Singers.
Oh, well, we're going to have...
we're doing a fundraiser too, guys.
When we're in Bristol, we're going to have Bullet. See, I don't even know. We're going to have Bullet, the horse that Pistol Pete rides. And Trent Alexander, since he's a horseman, and at one particular time, he got on top of the horse with his uniform after a football game. And I thought that was pretty special right there. And I'm going to try to have the mascot for Boomer Sooner to come down to the mall and over here. You know, since they're always here for the festival, doing the Creek Festival, I thought maybe I'll reach out again like that. But again, thank you. And we're trying to teach them how to win.
We can have barbecue horses.
But thank you, guys. Thank you.
One more thing.
Yes.
We've been working with public relations out of the chief's office, and you know, they do some wonderful things. So they've said that they're going to help do some flyers and posters for this. The schools are already asking for the posters.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On the fundraiser too, the other past weekend, my good friend Miss Barrison, and we had our reunion down in Norman, and I played in a softball game with a bunch of former players, and got two footballs that I got them to sign to raise money for the camp also. Don't know how much it's going to raise, but it's going to do something to help, you know, something in the budget. So I just want to let you guys know that also. Thank you.
Thank you. No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. After other business. Announcements. Anyone have announcements? Yes. The week of the young child. It's a walk, parade, and fun fair on Monday, April the 24th. And Barbara might have done a better job of that. Everybody, the posters will be put up.
Everybody's welcome to walk. What the Week of the Young Child is, it's a national one. Sometimes even some of the other countries get involved in this, but it doesn't just celebrate the child. It celebrates the provider. It celebrates the family. So walking is just kind of our way of showing thank you for the providers and the families and the children to give them some recognition. So that's what this is all about. It's an annual affair, so we invite all of you that can come walk with the children. We go from First Baptist Church all the way up and around the council house and then back. So those little kids walk about 8 blocks. So they do better than some of us older people.
Okay, thank you. LNC and HUW will meet at 5 o'clock today. Any more announcements?
No, I'm sure I have one. I don't know if everybody's got the flyers on there or the email, but there's going to be a Vietnam Veteran Parade immediately following the council meeting on the 28th, and I would like for everybody to invite a Vietnam veteran. If they know them, if they know of any, please invite them so they can come and we can give them the recognition that they deserve, that they didn't get, but they really did deserve. So if you know one, please invite them. Thank you.
That will be on the 29th, right?
29th?
Yes.
Yeah.
No more announcements. Motion for adjournment.
Sure.
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings, second. Second by Representative Scott. We are adjourned, and I would like to ask Representative Deere to give the benediction, please.
Chair Dodger, thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for your